This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, April 29th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Islamic State militants killed a Coptic Christian last week in the northern Sinai region of Egypt. ISIS abducted 62-year-old Nabil Habashi Salama last November. Nabil was a successful businessman in Bir al-Abded, where he also built the town's only church. ISIS killed him as a warning to Christians in the area. Nabil's son Peter said, quote, "We were forced to close our businesses and leave our homes to another city, and we continue to receive threats. In the militants' efforts to have him abandon the faith, they humiliated my father and broke all his teeth to torture him. Yet through all this, he held on, and we are so joyful for him." End quote. Revelation 12, verse 11 says, "And they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death." On Saturday, over 10,000 people joined the March for Freedom in London to protest COVID-19 restrictions, vaccine passports, and lockdowns. One male marcher for freedom referenced his objection to a totalitarian state.
"I think we're being taken over by what's becoming a totalitarian state, which is based on very bad science."
And a female Jewish marcher compared England's COVID tyranny to the German Nazis.
"This is like being in a Nazi state. And as somebody who's Jewish, I'm very aware.
State?
Yes, of course we are. We're in a prison here. People don't even realize we're in a prison."
The UK is not set to fully reopen until June 21st. Nearly 20,000 people joined a similar event in Berlin, Germany, the same day. Mainline Protestant and Roman Catholic churches in Germany are experiencing big losses in membership. Surprisingly, recent research found that 64% of Germans under age 30 believe in God. Of the general population, only 48% believe in God. Free evangelicals were the most likely to be sure that God exists at 90%, Roman Catholics at 75%, and mainline Protestants at 64%. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for the one who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." On Tuesday, Republican Idaho Governor Brad Little signed the heartbeat bill, which bans abortions on babies with a detectable heartbeat. If a heartbeat is detected, the baby is protected. Idaho is the 13th state to pass a heartbeat bill. Unfortunately, the law includes exceptions in cases of rape, incest, and medical emergency. On Monday, Republican Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt signed a similar bill into law. New Mexico became the latest state to lift coronavirus restrictions on houses of worship over the weekend. Nora Sackett, the press secretary for Governor Michelle Grisham, wrote, quote, "This change was made in light of recent U.S. Supreme Court decisions that enjoin states from enforcing capacity limits on churches that are more restrictive than other entities like factories and schools," end quote. Lifeway Research reports that 68% of Americans gave to their church the same or more last year compared with 2019. 23% of respondents said they gave less, and 10% said they did not give at all. Proverbs 3 verses 9 and 10 says, "Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all of your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine." President Joe Biden's State Department has authorized embassies around the world to fly flags in celebration of sexually perverse lifestyles. This reverses the Trump administration's refusal to allow U.S. embassies to fly the so-called, quote, "gay pride flag," end quote. Are you a homeschool parent looking for a solid, God-honoring curriculum that truly saturates the academic material with Scripture? Generations, the Colorado-based ministry which founded The Worldview in 5 minutes, is offering a 25% sale this week only on all Christian Worldview curriculum at generations.org/sale. Plus, take an additional $10 off the core grade packs. That's a discount of up to 53%. And if you purchase over $300 worth of materials, you can also take an additional 10% off this week. And finally, two college women are celebrating their reunion at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, after being adopted from the same orphanage in China 15 years ago. In God's providence, earlier this month, sophomore Allie Cole and freshman Ruby Wurzbicki sat next to each other on the campus bus on the way to class at the Christian college. After comparing pictures, they realized they were adopted from the same orphanage only a week apart from each other. Ruby wrote on Instagram, quote, "This was not just a coincidence, but 100% God. God is so good, and his undeserving love continues to blow me away each and every day. I cannot thank him enough for bringing us together like this. To God be all the praise and glory," end quote. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, April 29th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.